What's going on, y'all? This is King Spider-Man, and you are live right now on Crave Reviews.
Live!
Here with Boss Frank, man.
Live!
Live!
This is the livest shit you gonna get right now.
Look, listen.
Oh, man.
This is the out-of-theater reaction to Fast X. The newest movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Insane.
And what you think, bro?
I think so far, the whole Fast franchise was something that I didn't kind of stick with after Tokyo Drift. But just getting a refresher before seeing Fast 10, this shit is fucking ridiculous. Again, I didn't know that this shit was gonna have this many motherfucking movies. It's 10 movies, dog, and all these motherfuckers are good. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, they turned Dominic Toretto into a fucking action hero beyond anything else. Vin Diesel definitely struck gold with this franchise. Just like many people get lucky. Some people can do good just doing single movies. Other motherfuckers actually have to get lucky and strike gold with these franchises. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I don't know, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? You got to get to the theater because that's definitely a surprise. I thought that this shit was just going to be the finale, but it's seeming like it's going to probably turn into what the Deathly Hallows was. Some endings can't be told in just 1-2 hour sitting.
Like, it just can't.
Bro.
It's sick.
This nigga.
Sickening.
Look, and Jason Momoa. Shout out to Jason Momoa. Hey, hi. I'm Jason. And this is Momoa. Jason Momoa, man, bro, shout out to Jason Momoa. They are not doing enough with him over at Aquaman and DC. Sorry. But,
yeah.
Like, Aquaman was great. Jason Momoa's Aquaman is awesome. But, bro, this nigga, Dante Reyes.
This is for Jason Momoa right now, I can say him playing this character is damn near as good as C was. I don't know if you ever seen, but it's a television show called C that's on Apple TV. And his acting in that shit is pretty good. But this right here, easily can be the move to push him to the top. And I hate to say it, it's been a little stagnant for a moment, but might even be up there with Liam Hemsworth now. You know what I'm saying? Chris, I don't know. But Liam, yeah, he's probably knocking him out the box right now.
So you know what's going to put him up there with Chris?
What?
When DC cast him for Lobo.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa for Lobo.
We got to say it.
Bro, Jason Momoa for Lobo.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. If Jason Momoa is possibly going to get casted as Lobo, I could definitely see this character that he plays in this movie as the audition. Because when I tell you that all great heroes have to have a great villain, and for the most part in the franchise, it's been villains that were turned into friends and allies, or has, you know what I'm saying, something that kind of makes them want to kind of give respect and bow to motherfucking Toretto and Vin Diesel as this character. But the way this nigga is coming off in this movie, this is the villain that Toretto deserves. Like, for the shit that's been done in the past three movies, this nigga Jason Momoa definitely came in as been quoted by another reviewer as he's definitely the Joker to his Batman in this movie. Like, that's how tit for tat Jason Momoa coming. And it ain't been like that in the franchises usually. Usually, this nigga Toretto is gonna have that hard wheel and driving with the hand and, like, really have that hand up. But at this point, I think he has finally met his match. Like, this.
I'm talking about, and the way he played the character, it was kind of, it was reminiscent of the Joker.
Yeah.
The colors he wore, the fluctuations in his voice. Yeah. This nigga had a whole scene with two dead people. It was him and two dead people. He got his hair in two ponytail bows, like a little girl. painting these niggas' nails.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Telling them a story, simultaneously hacking into these... Spoiler alert for Fast X. Simultaneously hacking into these niggas' accounts,
yeah,
and distributing their money and buying an army
to kill them with their own money. Bro. Yeah, this shit was sick. This shit is sick, man.
Bro.
Fast 10.
Wait a minute. It's okay. It's an after credit scene. We'll be right back.
Last 30 minutes.
Bro. Bro.
This last 30 minutes is
bro.
To the fucking moon.
Hobbs is back.
Hobbs somehow Palpatine.
Returned. Somehow Palpatine. Somehow Hobbs is back.
You some bitch. He's back.
This nigga Dante Reyes. I haven't remembered the villain's name in a regular movie in a long time. This nigga right here?
Yeah. This
Dante Reyes, bro.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa as Dante Reyes is chef's kiss.
Yeah. This is definitely great casting and great character driven basis. The nigga is that like I'm not going to lie to you. Like, this nigga, King Spider-Man made the comment earlier that this is the race, like, the car version of the Avengers. These are, like, the car Avengers.
These are the street racing Avengers, like,
for real.
Like, for real.
Like, and at this point, these niggas actually have a big bad. Everything trickles down. Because, like, Cypher kind of was, like, a big bad, but she really wasn't a big bad. She was just an antagonist. She was a problem that needed to be dealt with. But at this point right now, the way they got this nigga Dante Reyes running around, the way he's hitting his fucking mark on these motherfucking people, it's like, dog, this is what this franchise needed. This franchise, from what I've been watching, and I mean, I've watched From Tokyo Drift. So pretty much 4 all the way through 10. I just watched all 6 movies in the past 3 days. This franchise is so over the top that they don't have and haven't had up until this point a villain that can keep up. This is the villain that they need to keep up with at this point now. Especially anything that can push you past a movie. Everybody at this point has had to come into a sequel. And even if you want to say Cypher technically went past, everybody to me in my eyes has flipped. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Jacob, because you can't see me. Big spoiler.
Oh, man.
Big spoilers.
Jacob, bro. Oh. That nigga say looks like Uncle Muscle ain't coming to the barbecue.
Look. This nigga Dante Reyes is a sick
bro.
Fuck. This is definitely... This is definitely a Batman and Joker situation.
Like,
so make sure
for real.
When you go and see this movie. Because again, even though you can hear what's happening, we can talk about what's going on. We can tell you guys what's happening. But at the end of the day, you have to watch it play out. Because everybody's interpretation and everyone reads body language differently. There's nothing wrong with hearing about it and going to go see it. Because I'm telling you, this shit is going on. Surprises are still in store. There's still shit that we have not said and aren't going to spoil because the shit makes no sense. But guess what? It does. It makes a lot of sense.
I'm talking about answering questions when we had from other movies. Like, if this happened, then this had to happen. And here comes Fast X like, guess what, my nigga? It did. It motherfucking did.
And if you don't know, just make sure you go back. I'm talking about right. Even go to Tokyo Drift.
Man.
From Tokyo Drift on. And just watch how they mend all the stories and movies together.
Yeah.
There's not a person that dies on accident. And there's not a person that goes missing on accident. These motherfuckers are literally over here building a Marvel Cinematic Universe level movie. This shit, This is a very universal movie. And it's, and again, 10 movies. It's even gone past
it's really Harry 11 because you got Hobbs and Shaw.
Right, you got Hobbs and Shaw. You got the offshoot movies. You know what I'm saying? So 12, it's really like 13. It's really 13 fucking
It's movies. Already 13 of these movies. And they talking about coming out with two more of these.
Yeah. This is, we haven't seen this shit since Scream. Scream is damn near about one of the only movies that's, but it's like, for Scream, Scream has been rebooted. This is a continual story with the same fucking people, R.I.P. Paul Walker, because he'd have still been with these niggas.
He'd still been with them.
My niggas ride eternal.
You and technically, technically, he still is.
Yeah, Brian
in
is.
In the universe, they just, until they figure out how they're going to, work him in there.
Until we get our 3D effects all the way up to par, Paul Walker won't be, I don't know if we still got to get like rights and credit. But at the end of the day, he still is, you know what I'm saying, there in spirit, but would have been definitely there in person if had been around. You know what I'm saying? But I could definitely say anything that I feel like goes past three. Because, you know, the sweet spot was three. Nobody really wanted to do more than a trilogy. Because after three, shit gets wonky. You know what I'm saying? But this, and again, for this to be a book series as well, it's good to see somebody be able to flesh out a book series to this extent.
You know I think it's saying? A book series. I know I said that with conviction the other day.
But, I mean, even
I think it is a book series. I'm not completely sure. But I was talking to somebody, like, back in the day when, you know, because this shit been coming out for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the nigga was like, when Tokyo Drift came out, the conversation was, oh, Tokyo Drift is really like part six. That's what the nigga was saying. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this shit really based on the book series. But he also was saying that it wasn't but nine of them.
Mm-hmm. So for 10, they're going above and beyond. But that's cool, though. Because, I mean, again, you got Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Then we fall into Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So it's like, you got the Crimes of Grindelwald. You got the Secrets of Dumbledore. So there's other stories that could come from a story if you still got the same team or the same people that are inspired to make this what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And by far, again, like my man said, he couldn't have said it no better. Chef's fucking kiss. Mwah. You know what I'm
master
saying?
Fucking piece. Man.
Yeah. I haven't been this excited about a movie since, I'm not gonna lie to you, I haven't enjoyed a movie as much since Dungeons and Dragons. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Dungeons and Dragons is a really good movie.
Yeah, it really is. Go see Dungeons and Dragons too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another movie that's up on the enjoy level. Like, you're gonna enjoy what you're seeing. There's gonna be a lot of what the fuck moments. And there's going to be a whole lot of head holding. You know how you hold your head when you see something go down? You be like, God damn it. And you just put your, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a lot of those, man. You got to, it's good. It's a story. Oh, that nigga's
here. Yeah, let's go.
It's a story, man. It's one of the best I've seen.
Man.
Yeah, Fast
10. Fast 10 is totally worth your money, worth your time. It's worth going twice. I'm gonna go back.
Yeah,
it's worth going twice. I think I might go back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that has that return value to it, and a lot of movies don't really. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes movies, they just kind of have that. It's good enough to see once. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's good enough to see once and remember, but not necessarily go back and watch again. You know what I'm saying? This Fast 10 is definitely one of those. The Fast and Furious franchise as a whole, whichever one is your favorite, make sure you chime in. Leave a comment below.
Straight the fuck up. And for those of you wondering, Crazy Views does the superhero stuff. Listen, this shit is some superhero shit.
Yeah.
If you see the shit that these niggas doing with this cars, you will understand why this shit is on Crazy Views.
Exactly.
Like, for real. This nigga, bro, this nigga drove a car off a dam.
Yeah.
Straight up off of a fucking dam and drove down that bitch.
With a child in the car.
With a child endangerment. Sorry, Dominique Toretto, but it is what it is. That was child endangerment. I know you were saving him, but that was child endangerment. No fucking doubt. this has been a short-ass Crave Reviews. I just wanted us to chime in while we were fresh out of the theater. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. King Spider-Man, Boss Frank. Make sure y'all follow us on all social media. _ Boss Frank. King Spider-Man 720. Make sure you go on Eventbrite right now. Eventbrite.com and search for the Stoner's Ball ATL. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I got my words twisted. The third annual Stoner's Ball. Because guess what, motherfuckers? Tickets are $10.
$10
fucking dollars. But they're only $10 until Juneteenth. So after Juneteenth, they're going to go up. So go ahead and get your tickets for the Stoner's Ball this year. Right now, that is, I believe it's November 18th this year. Right. The Friday before Thanksgiving. Whatever Friday, whatever day the Friday before Thanksgiving is, that's the day the Stoner's Ball is every year. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in to Crave Reviews. My name is King Spider-Man. This is
Balls Freezy back in the motherfucking Heezy.
Back in the motherfucking Heezy. All right. See y'all later.
Yeah.